For me, the most interesting thing about Topgold's latest audioboo is his announcement, or his, his announcement that he's going to put black pudding into a turkey for stuffing at Christmas. Although I'm not 100% sure that he intends to put the black pudding into the cavity of the turkey, or whether he just wants to put the black pudding alongside the turkey. But whatever, I have never heard of black pudding being used for stuffing on a Christmas day, and my ears immediately lit up with excitement, because I thought, wow, I want the recipe for that. So, Bernie, I want the recipe for that, and I would like the recipe for that put up, featured in Wholesome Ireland's blog, because Wholesome Ireland has a great blog, and I'm sure she would take a guest blog post from Bernie Goldback giving the recipe for black pudding stuffing. Now, you know, if somebody comes back to me and says that the black pudding recipe that Bernie's talking about is standard fare at Ballymaloe, and has been, and that Jack McCarthy's black pudding from Canturk is the only one to use, as opposed to Clonakilty black pudding, we could have a bit of fun around that, and there could be more than one black pudding used, because at one stage many years ago I thought of that it would be great fun to have the black pudding wars, you know, between the established market leader, Clonakilty black pudding, up against the nouveau entrant, Jack McCarthy. Anyway, that's enough said about black puddings. And those of you who don't know what black puddings are, well, you better Google it, because I'm not sure who else might be listening to this. And, you know, a lot of people wouldn't be altogether in favour of the ingredients that are in black pudding. But black pudding has become a bit of a, you know, a fancy food in recent years, I think. So moving on then from Bernie's stuffing to my stuffing, the one I'm going to do. And I think it would be quite interesting to know what stuffing you're going to do. You know, if you're responsible for doing the stuffing at Christmas, what's it going to be? Well, mine is going to be chestnut stuffing. I'm going to do two stuffings. I won't give the recipe here, but I'll tell you what it is. Chestnuts, yes. Chestnut stuffing. Now, the twist I have on this is that it'll be chestnut with mango. Yep. And in fact, I can't even remember. I've made this before, but I usually make up the recipes, you know, depending on my humour, rather than a formula. So I'll be certainly going for mango and chestnut. I'm quite sure that gooseberries and chestnut would also work very well, but you couldn't get a gooseberry very easily in December, so we'll skip that. And I'm all in favour of kind of using seasonally available things, although, you know, we don't grow many mangoes in Ireland. So again, Wholesome Ireland could do a great blog post about stuffings for the turkey, and could even hold a competition for it, and have voting and all that kind of stuff. You know, people seem to like voting on things, but I'm sure there are lots of other ones. I'm also going to do a what do you call it, sausage meat stuffing. I grew up always having sausage meat stuffing, and will be very keen on that. That's almost like a pâté. The recipe for both of those I'm more than prepared to share with people on another occasion, although I'll be making up the recipe out of my head as I dictate it on here on Audioboo. So that's it, really. The more contributions on this topic, the better, because it could be great fun. I mean, what stuffings do they put into turkey in Australia? Ian Cath, come in on this, please. Have you ever been known to stuff anything? Let's see if we can get Jane Boyd contributing in from Vancouver. Boy, Jane, giving us her favourite stuffing. Let's get down to who else could chip on this. Loads of people could, and you're too many to mention. So I'm only just picking people in exotic places like, you know, Vancouver and Brisbane.
But there'll be plenty of others. Yeah, what about American stuffings there? I mean, Fireman Rich, come in on that one, and Canadian, other Canadian ones from Slandy there. And so let's get stuffing the Christmas audio boo anyway.
That's it from me. All the very best. Bye.